Yeah, you know, I thought I was the only other guy in, you know, in the southeast of England that even knew anything about this stuff, you know. And, so, I mean, by the time we got off the train, you know, we've made a deal and I'm gonna...
How you doing?
Good, are you home?
I just got in.
To 10 Lake Drive?
Yeah, I just got in now.
How was the traffic?
Not bad. We left a little earlier. So I'm just tired. It was cloudy there all weekend. And then it was like rainy, misty. We tried to have fun though. We went into Montauk. It was raining though. And we just tried to spend a little time outdoors. So what's doing with you? So, I mean, you must have been tired after those 2 days, I'm sure. But what's going on with you is, overall, I mean, you made some nice contacts and friends, and you feel like you accomplished some things?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Who's walking abruptly, slowly to... Central.
Why are you getting so paranoid? It's me. I'm putting things away.
It sounds like someone's walking behind you or in front of
no.
you towards the phone.
Why are you so crazy and paranoid?
No, it just sounded like Darth Vader walks because it was like slow and yeah, and paranoid.
So what's going on? What's
oh,
I haven't
are you
heard anything from you really? Not much.
When?
Like before it, I wasn't hearing that much from you, and now that it's over...
Well, before it, all you were saying was, Harrison won't take you, Joe can't take you. Like, that's all that was said before, but...
I didn't say they couldn't take you. I never said that. I said we would take you.
Yeah, but, like, all that seems like such the least of my problems now that, like... Peter said that, like, I could ask Leo for the job, but it didn't seem like Leo was, like, jumping to, like, do any big favors until I at least had a capacity to prove myself, it seems, which I don't know if I was, like, in it enough time to... I'm included in, like, discussions and such, but, like...
Yeah.
I said I would bring my brother next year, and I'm not sure, like... I could definitely do more. I just haven't had anything more at all asked. And, I mean, I did good with what I had, clearly, and well enough. But, like, I don't know if, like, being in a meeting and showing up to one event would guarantee a job. I don't know.
Well, do they have any more events from now
till next year? Yeah, well, people were saying in the chat that, like, there were others, like, going on maybe in June. But he said that they couldn't possibly have another, even though people wanted to have another one of these more than once a year, because you already have to ask for so many favors from the building and facility. They host it up complete with food and a whole floor of space and staff.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't do it more than once a year.
But I mean,
there are so many other things that could be done, like charity. And I think they do other charities, too. Like, I told you a coffee one and, like, a box stacking one. I don't know.
Oh, wow. No,
yeah.
I didn't know that. That's
yeah.
very nice.
Well, I don't know if they directly, but they're, like, in partnership at least. But
I see.
Yeah. So there seems like things. What?
So one thing you may want to do is that thing I sent you an invite to your email. You saw it?
No.
Oh, I sent you something to your email. And you should... say that you were discussing the AI thing with your mother, who's a speech therapist, and she was involved in this research project with conversational skills, and she had presented it at conferences. And
yeah, it sounds almost directly in relation to the things that was being done at the hackathon.
And when you see it, you could say that if you may want to incorporate some of the research-based
I don't know if that's going to set anything. It's more of like a great doing your part. That's like they're very right. They're very big on action and like doing as much as you like humanly can with your like resources available. That like seems to be what they've done.
Yeah, but you know it's something to
okay.
say to contribute.
My ace in the hole of sorts.
Well, Well, it's something. I mean,
the
it's
game changer.
Something. If you look at it,
it
know,
sounds fascinating
like to
me.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's a good excuse to sort of get a dialogue going, like, you know, with them. And say, like, you know, if you're interested or if they...
Well, didn't you already offer it to Peter and he ignored?
They may say, thank you very much, or they may say,
Didn't he ignore already when you said I have things to send or something? Like,
well, I was going to send it to Peter, actually.
Did you ask him yet? I don't even remember.
I asked you if I should send it to Peter, but I didn't get an answer from you, so I didn't want to do it.
Well, now I... Because it seems like the window to do that is closing.
Well, not really. I can still do it and say to Peter that I saw from the presentation that you were doing conversational.
Well, are you saying like it would be nicer if I send it, even though it's yours?
I think it's better if you send it.
Me send
honestly.
It. Yeah.
And say my mom, I was telling
you. But do I send it to Leo and him? Or?
You may want to.
At
or
once?
Send it. Peter has an autistic child, so maybe he would find. And say. You may want wish to be incorporated.
But again, like, if Leo is, like, about action, like, Peter is, like, even more so about, like, action.
Why don't you take the time to actually look at it?
But, yeah, they both said that they don't like to waste as much time talking, like, theory and stuff, and they like to do things. Well, they're extremely, like, bottom-line-minded philanthropists.
I didn't hear what you said, what?
Like, they're focused on, like, getting, like, the whole thing, like, in place, having people, like, participate a lot, so, like, something like this almost, because, like, they have all that information also, but, yeah, like, I could do it, but, like, you're acting like it would be, like, a great asset, and I'm saying, like, it's more of, like, the kind of waste time, talk about something nice type things, and you're saying it's, like... I always have things to say. It's just how much value is what I'm saying going to provide to them or perceived in, like, what I'm able to present myself as, which has been kind of lopsided or in and out, which I'm so used to.
I don't know. You seem so charged and happy, and now you just went completely...
Well, because everyone stopped responding. No, not everyone.
Yeah, but this is something you could send. Like,
no, I just think you're kind of like how you acted, like the hackathon would be the end all. And I know it's a self-fulfilling prophecy whether or not you do it, as in if I do these things, it would put me more in a positive position to do it. And the more I say it's not going to help, it really doesn't help. But, like, I don't know if, like, this one thing, like, in the way that you want it to, is going to, like, trigger
it
any...
It doesn't
like,
matter. It's, like, something to share.
But, like, what am I wasting their time? No, because, like, I've been exposed to the work the last few days, and, like, it seems
well,
like they're already...
Look at the email.
No, I know, but, like, they have, like, AI scientists from, like, there was one from Penn State who does startups, and they were doing all this machine learning with, like, AI models and stuff.
Specifically on conversational skills.
Yeah, and that goes to my group, which we didn't do any
right.
AI.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but, like, let me tell you, because I thought, too, that we would find out new research and we would use it to broaden the community, but, like, they don't seem as interested in following through with each individual idea and design, more so as promoting the group wider as a whole and adding to membership. And so, does that mean it's more cultish and less, like, scientific, it seems?
No, I understand.
Do you?
Whatever
oh, if you understand what I'm saying and you think that's the best thing that I have to contribute, then yeah, we'll work on me presenting that. Because if that's my only hand to play left, then I have to do it.
Yeah. But
so let's work on that.
You said that you should speak to Leo.
Yeah, I don't know if he wants to hire me, bro. We have to see what they say after I send this. This is my ace gambit.
Well, what are you sending now?
Well, you have to either write and or approve.
I wrote something to you already.
Why?
If you look at the email.
But, like, I'm not going to send them something only from your words. Maybe I would send it, like, under what I
well,
send.
Well, forward it and say, I share this. I even said you may want to share this with the group. And then you say, oh, I was telling my mother about the AI.
But I have to be careful. Like, I don't want to also dumb things. Like, they're also very sophisticated.
You know what? Yeah. It was just a suggestion.
Well, if you're saying that's the only thing I have left to say, like, no. No. What I'm saying is, like, I need to show value in what I could contribute, but that's, like middle to end-ish email type thing, like, right before I conclude an email. No, I don't know what to do, really, which is why I'm in limbo and seem like downward. Upward to wound, zigzag, xylophone, zow.
Well, I don't know if you're that much in limbo. You've made some connections that are real. You definitely did.
I don't know if I'm in limbo either. We didn't hear a final word from Peter, what he thinks, like, my best recourse. He really wants to help me. He just doesn't, like, want to, like, go all in on me in case I'm kind of a dud. So why wouldn't he put me to a better fit for someone who he sees it as, like, I helped out Leo more than I helped him in any way, too. Which is probably true.
Was Peter there the whole day?
No.
Oh.
He was only there for the second half of the second day. But
I think he has a different role, you know? He has a different
role. This isn't his cult. Leo is in charge of that, but Peter is very big in Microsoft, and he has a lot of resources to play. And he brought, like, three elder executive-ish level. I think he got one Greek guy from his church who may have it or has a kid who has it. The godfather of, I think, Alex from his church, and he works at Microsoft or Morgan Stanley. I can't remember. It was Morgan Stanley, EY, and Microsoft, and, like, they had, like, one or two heads of industry from each, and Peter is the one from, but, like, Leo was at Microsoft when he started it, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was even before he was married and had a kid.
Who? Alex?
Peter.
Or Nick? What?
You said Peter, Leo was there before Peter was even at Microsoft.
No.
Right?
I didn't say that at all.
Oh, I thought that's what you just said. I thought you said Leo was there before Peter.
It's the opposite what you're saying, I think. He joined, like, maybe, like, 8 years ago, maybe? Or eight to 10 or whatever. But then, like, 6 years ago at Microsoft, he founded this. And his son is much more severely autistic than Peter's, but...
Leo's is.
Yeah, but then 3 years ago he moved to EY, so they're kind of like holding court there. So Peter's like, you're a CPA, obviously, like, this is a much better, like, passage as of without you any skills and anything that could be related to anything I would consider.
And you said that Leo's son is quite impaired, is that it?
Yeah, and I'm asking if he likes massages and haircuts, because there was a whole unit on how he hated haircuts, now he loves them, and I was sort of similar, and the massage was, like, a really, like, thing I look forward to when I started to like it. Haley would always have places to send us to when we stopped supercutting. I said this in front of, like, the whole room and stuff, does he like the massage? And he was like, no. And then, like, and then I asked a question related to product and science that they were doing at the end of the discussion. This was all the first day. And then after I asked the good question, he's like, that was a good question. Nice person.
I think you shouldn't be so hypersensitive to what...
Yeah. No, I know. It's just like, that was like one of our... out of like four conversations, that was like the one that went bad. And it was kind of like... It almost seems like a jab at
the
sun.
Bad one,
I know. I tend to. But I don't know how to... And I even said in that text to Peter, or at least once, that I want to provide value, volunteer, and things. But, like, if people don't have a portal for me to, like, do something, then I either have to beg or if it is a kind of past the hot potato retard special. And I'm not saying it is. I'm saying it felt like maybe, like, 30% chance, like, it could be defaulting to that just by matter of... unfortunate circumstance. All such
nice
people, so...
Cool. I don't
Yeah. No, it's still very, it very much feels like it's mine to lose, which is a good thing.
They say. What does that mean, mine to lose?
You really don't understand. Like,
what does that mean?
In a job position, or if you're, if they're interviewing, three candidates, and you have, more experience than, and one of them, so if there's a 50-50 chance, that really is yours to lose. Whereas normal jobs you apply, it's you versus 10 or 100 or 1,000. It's odds stacked. I'm saying I volunteered, a little bit. Nothing went so horribly, and I won the competition with some of the work that was very seriously recognized, and I have Peter on. Batting with me, and he even offered to discuss with me and Leo this coming week, maybe, or in the near future about. So it does feel like it's mine to lose, but I do tend to kind of see the negative as a prevent or protect, or just so I don't confuse or fall into another 2 week hole if it doesn't go immediately as I planned or at all.
Well, it's funny, I found that I had an experience where there was this one doctor that used to refer to me. He was sort of a neuropsychologist, and he thought I did the most elaborate reports, right? I was just starting out in practice.
And Adelphi.
No, I was sort of
in Queens.
Practice, and he just was cut. He says, "Wow, you really," he said, "I want to discuss this patient with you." And he said to me, over the phone, and it was a very short conversation, he goes, "You really zeroed in on what's wrong with the patient." And this guy referred me so many patients, and I never met him. And then one day, I went to a conference at North Shore Hospital, and he was there. It was on child development. And I went up to him, I go, "I just want to introduce myself." And I said, "I'm Paula Okin." And he says, "Oh my God, you're Paula Okin." And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "You know, it's so nice to meet you in person." And then I said the wrong thing.
What did you say?
But I felt it didn't sit well with him. And then he was just kind of in a hurry or something, but he cut the...
And it's funny you say that, how women probably think if I was a man, maybe he wouldn't have held that against. And I think people say, what does a guy want to waste his time talking to me? If it's, a younger woman, they could get away with anything, and the guy would just be nice again. So it's funny how everyone takes their own kind of baggage.
What I'm saying is, after I left, I came home and I said to Daddy, "Wow, I don't know what happened. I just felt like I couldn't sit there's this doctor that always referred to me and thought I was great, and then he never met me, and now that he met me, I feel like I didn't say the right thing to him, whatever it was that I wound up saying."
Yeah.
It wasn't anything big, and it wasn't anything that terrible, and I'm telling you, I dwelled on that, and I said, "Oh my God, he's never going to refer to me again. I just have this feeling." And, he did, but I still felt like it dropped off. I felt maybe...
Yeah, no, I actually don't even feel that, I feel like whatever direction I was, because I told you I was over-talking on some of the video FaceTimes and things, and, I don't think I did anything so horrible in person. I may have just further to solidify any interpretation I was believing was being had of me, so... Whether or not it's actually, in fact, that way, I definitely just perceive more about what I believed was wrong as truer than ever, given how, there was just a little bit of weirdness after Peter told me to go up to Liam and ask for the thing. He, hugged Brigitte, he almost, lip-kissed Brigitte, because they worked so heavily hand-in-hand.
Who did?
Leo, but, he's the cult lead. No, big hug and, she seemed, so standoffish and quiet, and then she was, so friendly, after, I did well in the competition to, me and my team, but, she knows how well Peter knows us, so, she definitely makes a point to be good with me, but, it seemed like he said, to me and her a few nice things about the night, and then, he asked one of the Indian kids who I made friends with from Goldman,
he, like, asked that kid for his number. And, yeah, like, it's been two long days, and it was, like, 8:30, and everyone really left besides, like, a couple people. But, like, I just felt like it was, like, either my chance or him to, like, say, well, Alex, it was your first year. We'd love to have you, and you're always welcome. Like, you know, when you help out. He didn't say anything. He made special focus on that Indian kid. Like, what's your LinkedIn? Give me your LinkedIn. He didn't say a word to me. Then he just looked at me. He looked at everyone. I'm going, people. Love you. Talk to you. And then he just, like, looked at me last when he said, like, I'm going. And that was, like, it.
Oh, so you didn't get, like, a good vibe from him.
Well, that's what I've been telling you. I told you initially how, like, Peter's like, go to Leo and ask for a job, and I'm going to Leo, and he made kind of a vibe, like, you'll get a job from Peter or something. Like, he didn't say that, obviously, but, like, it just felt like that, like, this has happened to me at jobs or even college settings where everyone is, like, so nice at a thing, but it's easier to say everything that can be offered as not as much going 100% with someone. At least even initially, or unless there's, like,
so
the proper
values.
That
he's not sharing the love with you, like, he was more...
Not even not sharing the love. It's, like, there was a call the next day, he thanked us all, and did some... But, like, I wasn't really ever active on these weekly calls. I never talked much, except for the one time where I over-talked on the more private call with the team that I ended up winning with. So it ended up all good, totally, but, like... I'm not saying me and him don't get along in any way. We have a few half-decent conversations, I would say, over the 2 days with one or two other people always kind of by. Never one-on-one. He's such a busy guy, though. It is. But I just felt like we didn't have a love fest where, like, he was going to, like, recommend me for a job, get me, like, set up and
so
I think
that.
This
is Peter's imagination?
No, Peter has no idea about the dynamic because... He didn't say Leo will get you a job. He said, you know, it'd be a smart thing that he also told me to work at Google the first time I spoke to him, which is literally like the hardest job in the world to get if you're not like a PhD scientist.
Yeah.
But like no, but like it's nice to say lofty things. But he said it was almost like an Adam Sandler and Uncut Gems. I'll stop with the reference. This was my only one. He said like almost a line for you should try and parlay with Leo some. Swing a job out of this. It was a lovely sentiment. He's thinking of me. He wants it to go well since I'm giving my time. He wants to help out. But, like, if two people are, like, 40 or 50% committed to someone, but not one person is, like, a designated... I mean, he got me into it, which is more than enough in many ways, but, like, it's obviously not, like, a guarantee by any means or... going to lead to at least immediately unless someone is like undoubtedly like fighting.
Let me ask you a question. What? How would you feel forgetting all of this because the reason I shared my experience with you was just to tell you that maybe...
Why are you making this about you?
Well, I gave it to you as an example that maybe I'm or nothing like this guy was like so impressed with me but then I felt when you met me wasn't as impressed or something.
No. I'm telling you, though, we have had weekly calls, and I haven't been too active on those, and maybe he got that vibe. I didn't talk during the presentation. The team really had, like, a lock on everything involved. I didn't want to mess it up. And we did amazing for the... Sometimes I could be goofy, other times dead on, as my reviews in the last job, I'm inconsistent. So, and I think Peter loved that I didn't, like, try and... like swallow anyone's tongue. You know how I could be over talk, so I didn't want to talk at all for the presentation.
Yeah, I have to ask you, why were you standing up next to the guy that was presenting?
Because our whole team was up. So even and there were also people who weren't in person who didn't present, but they were on the video chat in the background.
Oh, I see.
Because it was a hybrid event. So like,
well, I mean, would you feel comfortable saying to Leo, would you have any objection if I sent you a resume?
Yeah, I may just have to go with the direct route,
like
honestly.
That.
Yeah.
Would you have any objections
if there is anything
in your company that you feel... Cause
that way it's not a total, like, wash.
Does he know you're looking for work?
I really don't know what Peter told him. I honestly could... That's the one thing I haven't gotten a vibe for. All I know is he told the other people on my team that time I overtalked after I said that, like, soliloquy. Everyone spoke 30 seconds. I spoke 8 minutes. He said, Peter Protan. He, like, jumped in. He knows Peter Protan. Peter wasn't on that call, but he's like, Alex isn't from the corporate world. That was, like, his way. And I thought when he said that, I'm like, this guy doesn't trust me to, like, be around his compatriots as much. So, like I said, like, the first...
Did you say you were a CPA in that talk?
Yeah.
You did.
And I even said I was at PwC and did, like, consulting at...
You did, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, the fact that Peter said, why don't you sub-call Peter?
Yeah, no, because if I don't try for the Leo thing, then Peter would never really help me again, or...
He won't.
Right.
I'm totally with you. It was almost like going on a date with
Yeah.
Because, like, Gail, wanted me to meet him. And, like, the thing is, if I hated Joe, I probably still... No, let me explain to you. I probably still would have gone on the date.
Well,
because I felt like Gail was being so nice
to me. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Introduced me. Wait, let me finish. And maybe if it didn't work out with Joe... Yeah.
She went and set you up again. She went and find him. Well, Peter actually said in the original FaceTime how he said, I'm not going to get a job right away. You have to kind of give to get and things. And
yes, I understand.
So he's trying to help me as much as he duly can. And he's trying to do the right thing, actually, in every way, the path of least resistance. CPA, this guy leading this thing that Alex just won a thing for, is this CPA, and he's doing tech, and this guy codes at a CPA, biggest, like, firm that, because he kept talking about the EY Microsoft partnership, so if for whatever reason Leo can't find something that I could at least, like, interview for or something, then Peter, I think, understands, like, he's not going to, like, give up on me, like, 100%, or, like, he'd at least, like, try, like, maybe half as hard next time. If that, or he would find me something better even, but, like, yeah, I know yeah. he would still help me at least one more time. Yeah, yeah.
You could say it like this.
Am I doing it tomorrow? I don't know.
This is what you should say.
When am I doing it?
Okay,
well, we have the call on Friday, which I don't know if I should talk about, but, yeah.
You may want to wait.
Yeah, that's what, well, all right, tell me what to say, then we'll talk about time. Every Friday. I thought that show would stop. Because it looked like they began in June for this past year. But they're every... Oh, yeah, they're literally every Friday.
Well,
because it's his, like, group support. Kind of like AA.
All right. This is what I think. If you're going to be talking to him every Friday... That's
I don't talk on it. As Peter said, no pressure. So I never really spoke except to say thank
you.
But let me... It's like... People who work at EY and so many nice people, but like it's Leo's show. Like he talks, and then like his most close up subordinates like talk at him. It's not that type of call.
The email would be a perfect thing to send to Leo.
It seems it.
It seems
it.
Perfect. And then you're doing it not in the talk. You're doing it before the talk.
Yeah.
If they don't want anything to do with it, you know what he'll say? Thank you very much, Alex. That was very nice of you. And then that'll be But if he likes it, he may say, gee, that
yeah.
was really intriguing.
Yeah.
I so appreciate that your mom sent that
okay.
to you. And you could throw the email I sent to you and say, my mom sent it.
Mm. Why would I have to obviously make sure, like, I phrased it right, no typos.
So
I'm going to pester him with some light spam.
And then, maybe in a few weeks from now, you'll say, you know,
working,
Peter
man.
And I were texting, and Peter thinks that perhaps I should
You know, that's nothing like how I've ever interacted with anyone in my life, and that probably means that this would be more right than anything, because I've never done anything remotely like this, and look kind of where that approach has on it. Yeah, no, that's so, because that's way more of a natural iteration of kind of how Peter said, let's make time to talk to Leo next week. Like, I would be making Peter's life a little weight off that, like, I don't have to carry this kid every single second if I am initiating in some polite, helpful way. Value added is what I need to prioritize.
That I sent, and then next month, but you should definitely look it over yourself so you know what you're talking about.
Well, I always, like, write on scribbles, on notes, like, potential ideas. I don't, like, it's hard to know, like, what will resonate. Like, I thought relating to something in a barbershop. Yeah. Well, because there's another interesting thing that kind of relates to special needs and how, like, some of it could get too heavy, but, like, it more talks about, like, where, I don't know, it's, like, what is being helpful or not, but, like, almost 95% of our, getting out of percentages and boring, Cal, almost nearly 100% of our culture started in Greece, Athens specifically, ancient, over about a 90-year period. We accelerated everything 1,000-fold democratically, philosophically, earth science, astronomy, so all these things. And I looked up, because I was writing a book and figuring out what could have caused us to accelerate like 10,000x in human history in Greece in a few years. What the hell happened? So it turns out for all of history, anyone who was sort of a dissenter would think differently, it's hard to tell these stories and explain, but like, anyone who was wrong or off or weird or didn't fit in, they would just be castigated, imprisoned, ostracized. The word ostracization comes from Greek, austere, the plates that they would throw at people's heads who were embarrassed or rejects, but were killed or anything, and horrible things, special needs and all the things. Greece said, welcome, open arms, kind of like Ellis Island of 1900s. They allowed everyone, only allowed free ideas. No, all of our societal innovations came from that policy of allowing weird, strange, odd, and different type thought, people, ideas, places. So no, but that it seemed almost like something that was going on here, that you can accelerate so much more effective when you allow all different types of people and diversity of opinion and also. And this is one of the only true statements in modern society I really was seeing. But then, like, it seems like I'm sucking up if I say it. I don't know. Or it's weird.
Well, as I'm saying, this is my suggestion. I think it has to be a gradual build-up. Yeah.
No, but, like, I am passionate. And that was something Leo identified, that I love tech. I love seeming helping people. And with tech, that, like, that was why he wanted me to come on. He allowed me to be a mentee. He referred to me as that when he told the people before I probably did it.
That's
great.
Yeah. Does he know you have Asperger's?
I don't know.
That never came up.
He didn't say it.
Okay.
Peter obviously knows.
So why did you talk more than everybody else in the initial conversation?
Because it was kind of like a joke to me that I didn't know I was speaking. I was just being added to all these groups and like three, I was on like two or three before, and one was like a formal interview, and then two or three, I wasn't talking at all. And then this one, like, I was shirtless and like just like hungry and ready to get on with my, you know,
what
just
are you
like,
talking about?
My background in that, I think, like, because it was for the metaverse that we need to really look at, as seen by some of the powerful figures we have witnessed testify in Congress, that there's so much work that has to be done with ensuring, like, bullying and the social media companies operate ethically.
So you weren't talking about yourself in terms of your own history.
Um, Why? You think I got revealed?
They were asking you if you had Asperger's or anything.
No, I never actually said it. The only person I heard admitted it was, like, this girl from that this bank stage tree. She was supposed to be in our group, and she, like, videoed in the first day. And then, like, some of the people who videoed came in the second day, and they were really cool. And, like, one of the girls, an Indian girl whose boyfriend is in Space Force. But, like, the only girl, almost no one in my group was really but, like, they had, well, one guy was the cripple, the headset kid, and then this other guy was Jewish who worked at Lehman, and, no, I know, the Jewish, like, older man's Lehman guy, he,
why don't you say physically challenged?
Yeah,
that's the
right.
word.
And the Lehman guy, he has a son who's a musician, 27. He, like, refuses to work, and he's Aspie, or was Aspie, people like to say.
Oh, I see. So
and
his, has a connection with
him. And, like, the woman, the older woman from Microsoft is just kind of like a hippie.
Does he have Asperger's?
I couldn't remember which one, if Peter said Leo did, or his godfather, who he brought from the church, who's like Morgan Stanley or Microsoft, I can't remember. I couldn't remember either one or both.
I see. Well, it's not necessary to mention it, but if it comes up, you could say...
Yeah, but again, like the Asperger's clearly Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk. It's so hard to name these, like, those type lurkers and stuff as, like, the quintessential example, because in so many ways they're atrocious human beings, kind of ethically, but, like, clearly, like, it hasn't halted their career. Maybe it, like, the whole thing with, like, a Sam Bankman-Fried, like, they're like, oh, he's so Aspie. He's got to be the real deal. Like, we don't want, like, a kid who tucks his shirt.
Hold on. I'm not going to eat right now. Just if you want to sell it away, I'm not that hungry. I'm stuck again. I'll eat a little bit later. Oh, okay. Could you just put it away then? Well, I mean,
it's kind of like an open joke how, like, you want your tech to be good. Make sure, like, you have, like, an idiot savant.
Everybody.
Right. Oh, no. So, like, a guy came from NASDAQ. He looked like any, like, New High Park,
anybody,
like,
yeah.
Irish, like, Jewish, like, fat, tough guy. But, like, he was like, 10-15% Asperger's. But, almost everyone has a family member or close friend who has it.
I understand.
And all the partners... It was like head of finance, head of J.P. Morgan Tech, head of investing. Those are the people who kind of judged it, and they each spoke, each one, about the case they were judging, and they all had a son or a little brother, but they were all completely normal,
right,
the judges. But,
so you know what? The more I know now...
Yeah, because now I'm able to tell you more.
Your interaction with Leo...
Mm. That's how I felt too, actually.
Yeah, like, don't jump in. Because if you jump in, just think about it this way.
Yeah.
And say, I'm going to send you my resume.
No, well, he's so busy and probably and into his mission. I said, I don't need to beg him for a job today. I'd like to help for 6 months. What I'm saying is maybe I show that because, like, maybe he wanted, like, someone to help with marketing a brand or, like, organizing and leading. I'm naming some of the things he has said. All marketing, project management, or, like, group, you know, recruitment and things. Like, all these nice things. Like, I think I maybe could help with those, but maybe he thought that I wasn't as good as I did. Because we had an amazing first discussion that Peter had Brigitte organized for. It was me, him, and Brigitte, and he said, I'm so passionate about tech. But it seemed like there was, like, much to be desired kind of after that. As, you know me, how, like, if it's, like, everything thrown at me at once, I'll kind of, like, tune it all out and kind of select, I'll open up as I please. And I didn't realize Leo was, like, the main man. And Peter rightfully didn't want me to, like, do, because, of course, why would I think, like, I'm only going for, and he had mentioned kind of, he had alluded to I would be kind of talking to Leo and my CPA background with EY, he mentioned that, but so in passing before, that he wanted me to get the most open and not know who the hell, if any, would help me and just network and do that. And in that way, I think I exceeded my own personal measurement. Maybe it was too low to be, but I think other people know this too in that way. So I wasn't just trying to network purely with Leo, so take that for what it was. But I think better or worse, that actually put me in the best differentiation overall. And now I have this Leo angle that I could try and either repair, pursue.
Yeah, I know what?
I was never. And it had nothing to do with Leo why I wasn't so all in on that, but I was just thinking, like, because EY is a slightly different culture than even other actually accounting firms, but different than Microsoft, different than Google, different than Morgan Stanley and things, and like, I could find maybe like a smaller type outfit that like, or like a partnership. Like, I have to be open, obviously, and not give away cards or be too eager, or but also not be an aloof loaf in which.
No, you definitely have to go get yourself.
Of course. No, but you also you can't attack too much, clearly. I've done that too, obviously. Or. You have to be focused.
You can't come across that.
That it's just
you
passing.
Know
yeah.
That you're going to have this casual, maybe more closer relationship.
I hate how much it's like dating.
Let me finish. Through the organization.
You know how great dating's been for me.
You're
going
to have this casual,
yeah.
Developing
I know what you mean.
Relationship. But right. That, if it comes out that.
More.
To me sending a resume to your company, or you could, I'll tell you what sounds even better.
What?
If you could forward my resume to
yes, that ultimately is the thing, the way of phrasing. Yeah, and if we don't have these, which is also, I wanted to let you know I was okay and good, but like, these types of helpful kind of, because if I just do a brute force or just, you know, on the spur, well, that's the obvious complete thing, but it's more instead, like, maybe something else, or maybe he knows of someone else, you know? Who,
right,
like,
in a different company.
So that, like, I don't think anything is burned with Leo in any way. I was just saying I wasn't getting the love, like, I want to, like, take this guy to the top with me, like, right away type, which is something that I have to work at, which, and...
Right.
Nothing happened that sets anything in stone. If anything, I'm in a more kind of advantageous thing than if he never met me at all, just because of how well I did at that. What? No, I think that, like, I don't think I'm out, and I don't think I'm in a horribly bad position, really. Like I said, that I was starting off with a lead. It's just, it has to be laser surgery, at least, well... always, but like I have to make sure it's really driving forward in a way that he would like, and everyone has different goals, but that is the whole Dale Carnegie thing, that find out what the person is most interested in and kind of just show how you could deliver on that. I mean, it sounds salacious or Machiavellian or viperous. Wait, but your thing doesn't go in concert, in coercion against what I'm saying. Your thing is like the introduction to what I'm like trying to get done, which is like do more, whether volunteer or like just demonstrate all I could do. I've been telling you this actually for a while. People really are hesitant to trust because. When I say I could do a variety of things, it kind of makes people scratch their head, like, is this guy a full imposter, or could he, like, because I'm not an expert in anything tech by any means, or even art at the moment, since I've taken so many pauses off, like, and switches and get every, that, like, I need a more entry type thing. I can't come in guns blazing, but I'm so much, you know how, and there are ways I surprise you and even myself about capability and things I do. Some people do that, like, you know, once in a while, if they're lucky. And I feel like I just have so much because I do the more outgoing route in some ways when I'm, like, I'll do kind of a weird or strange outlook, and then I prove I could do in a way which people didn't think and I myself might have never believed. So that's how I operate, and it is kind of shocking because it almost seems like kind of like a jerky guy in a movie or something, but like kind of the underdog story in a way. But it's hard for people to obviously get behind that at first when so little has been proven in many ways. But that's the hurdle I have to climb, and I'm finding it's way harder than down economy.
Say it again.
I have so much that I could potentially be really good at or capable in offering, but my girl voice has to put some breath umph into the production, or no one will ever know.
Well, as I'm saying, I think this has to be
concise.
We'll just take it day by day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Short term approach, long term trajectory.
Don't put any pressure on yourself.
I don't. The last few days was just decompressing and being more grateful, appreciative, reflecting.
Yeah.
But like, it's to get me in the headspace that like keep doing everything I was doing and just really do like double, at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of like.
Yeah.
And not talk too much.
Any ideas you
want to
ask him? Like, we could talk about that.
Yes. Did you not have any idea what I was saying, that blurb? Or I sent you notes yesterday, scribbles, just blabberings involved what I thought could be done to help contestants and the group and autism as a whole for next year, because he's asking for... He said, I want you all to enjoy this weekend for how hard you work, but in about 2 weeks, I'm going to need the good, the bad, and what we can really improve for next year. It's like he's deciding.
Well, I think I sent you would be perfect.
Because he's going to ask in like a week or two in the group that I do go on for either some or all of our thought. But you didn't, I'm going to send your thing, but did you have any clue what I was talking
about?
So you don't want to talk about the thing I was going to say. You're doing the thing where you obsess on like one like square of like a multi-piece puzzle.
He gets a lot of success with it. If you read it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. If you read it.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Not a clue.
His biggest concern, actually, is his son just turned 18 and the drop-off hit, where you don't get any one-on-one and it's many-to-one when they like
yeah,
to...
No.
Yeah. So that's, like, the thing that keeps... that keeps him up at night since he's 18 and he wants to have friends, and when he's at the mall and, like, a contemporary from, I guess, graduated around his time, or maybe the kid is a little younger even... But he knew him from grade school, and he's like, they're in public, and he's like either being annoying to the kid, or the kid looks at Leo, the rando looks at Leo, the normie, like, what do I do here? When the kid's like that, so maybe some things I do to people like Leo saw in me was no, obviously not that, but I'm just telling you what he focuses on, and he's been more than vocal. Really open about what bothers him of his son's life, that like he just wants him to be well, so that's all that they seem to care about. So I'm just like more of an annoyance in that aspect if like I can't help that directly. But your thing could be a start of a new beginning for my role.
A conversation starter.
Broadening my outreach and scope of capability.
Yeah. Well, look it over and let me know, okay? Anyway, I'm going to go eat.
But you didn't understand the thing I was saying when I sent you that. You don't want to talk about
it?
I wrote a thing about if you had more managerial type, just indirect or outright ownership of each one of the tasks, that maybe it would be able to even... Like, everyone was saying, these are so good, some of these could get funded. I'm talking about people who have, like, autistic relatives, and they're, like, executive vice chairs in J.P. Morgan and stuff, and they're, like, 40, and they're so deeply interested in having these things, and they work with all the venture funding in Silicon Valley, startups and things, and so many of them were saying that these things could get... And that was a big thing we wanted to know. So I'm saying if we more formalize the leadership drop-down to have, like, someone who actually knows those folks in such a way, or that the groups could maybe even turn into some startups if they're more viable, or...
Well, I have a great person for you. The guy, I think he passed away, but...
Sounds great.
Ames Simon, S-I-M-O-N. From Long Island, and he gave a lot of money to Stony Brook. He was a professor of math there, and he had a child who had autism, and he started something on Stony Brook.
Oh, really?
And he gave tons of money.
Maybe I should have went there then.
Scientific organizations. I think
beautiful.
I think he recently passed
away. Older man.
But read up on James Simon.
Like Mr. McCall.
Talking, so you're not really listening.
It's my main fault.
I'm going to hang up.
Wait, we were just getting somewhere.
No, you got to send to me.
Wait, but what did Simon get done? What did he do for outside of
funding?
Well,
be up on him and then you'll know.
Tom Simon?
No, James Simon was Simon's. S-I-M-O-N-S.
Did you even understand what I was saying about, like, how building businesses?
Too much for me to hear. Right,
it really wasn't that lofty of a concept.
My food is getting cold now.
It was a super simple idea that would, like, make it that... Because the work is literally already done. It's just... That's what they want, you to be working. My boy. No, my boy. I'm a great man, big boy. I'm a baby. I love you.
Oh,
I'm my baby.
Are you still in jail?
I'm with Julia. I'm the Aunt Julia's for a birthday.
Julia's birthday.
Yeah, it's your problem, though.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I'm so behind everything.
You're not being the best grandma at the moment, my love. They said so. I know. We love you.
All right.
Love you, baby. Thanks for giving us life.
You.
Love you.
But I'm
99 degrees, 99,000. Who?
No.
No.
Not well.
No. Not at all. Well. Not well.
I cannot drink any company to anything.
Me too.
Okay.
Love you, babe.
Take it easy.
I like you. My brother! My brother was crying. He was crying and lying. I done seen you.
Don't go in the street.
I won't.
Stay upstairs.
I need to stay away. Hun?
You're in jail?
I'm trying, nigga. I'm trying to come home.
You're in jail?
Juvie. About a movie.
Oh.
I said I'm trying, nigga. Trying to come home. And the walls keep talking to me.
Alright, honey. Thank you.
Yeah, ain't hear the voices.
I can't talk, honey. I'm tired.
Love you, honey.
Bye bye, sweetheart.
Bye, bub. People ignore me all the time. It's not like I need the intro, bro. I'm busted back free. Sorry, nigga. I'm trying to come home. And the walls keep talking to me. And I hear the voices home. I'm sorry, nigga. I'm trying to come home. Yeah,
where
yeah.
Gonna go?
Out with Jason. Jason.
Together.
I know.
Stay home for a while.
I will. I'm gonna make popcorn. Popcorn in the movie.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah,
You're eating, you're quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I
gotta do my time. I'm good, babe. I just get
right.
I get beat up and abused every night. They don't take kindly to
so
no.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, alright. Don't bother anybody else.
No. Whoa. And like, whoa. And now.
What?
I
don't know what you're talking about.
I miss.
Good night, honey.
Love you.
Take care. I love
you. You speak to Gail?
I'm not well.
I did not talk to Gail.
I have to call that girl.
I love my cousin.
My husband died.
Bob.
I
oh, you're the worst.
Oh, my God. I gotta
call. Bob.
And
Bobby.
Is,
Joe. Book. Mark. Steffi's husband.
Steffi. Think of a name.
Steffi's husband, Steffi's husband, Jay.
What's Juliet? Not Juliet.
Steffi.
Juliet, yeah.
Steffi, yeah. Steffi's husband was not well, and he's getting over it slow. Yeah. You know, they're not, there's two sick ones.
Juliet, okay?
I hope so. The little baby.
How about her husband?
Sick yeah, he was sick as a dog. Sick as a dog all day. I feel terrible.
All right. All right, honey. Go to bed. I have to sleep, honey.
I love you.
Good night.
I love you. Paul meets Barrett, Don Lynn, there.